Ze'ev Schiff is a columnist for the newspaper Al Haaretz in Israel. He joins us from his home in Tel Aviv. Welcome.
My pleasure.
What does Prime Minister Sharon need to accomplish on his visit to the United States this week?
Sharon is now in a sort of a crossroad. And the crossroad is, of course, first of all and above all, it's the question of the disengagement from Gaza Strip and the northern part of the West Bank, Samaria. And this is something which inflames, actually, the Israeli public opinion. And I am sure that something which he has to discuss with the president is to tell him the difficulties and the fact that he is going ahead. Maybe he will raise the question of financial support, because there's a lot of money involved here in order to compensate the people that will be uprooted from the territories and the army which is moving in. Secondly, I assume that Sharon will discuss the new leader of the Palestinians, Abu Mazen, Abbas. And the major problem there is that weapons are still coming to the territories, and he will raise the question how Abu Mazen is moving in. And then we shall hear, of course, the questions from the president.
What do you think those questions will be?
I don't have to guess a lot here, because I'm absolutely sure that the president will ask him what Sharon is doing with the, in addition to the disengagement, the preparation for the disengagement, what is he doing with the settlements, the outposts in the West Bank? Is he planning to build more? This will be, I think, a major question which the president will raise. And I guess that Sharon's answer will be, I'm so busy with the disengagement. I know what's going on with the outpost. We have a special ministerial committee after a report criticizing a lot the government about this. And I'm sure that this is something which will be discussed there.
You have written recently about the potential for violent conflict between what you call the two Jewish states, the State of Israel and the State
right.
of the settlers. How great is the divide between the two?
The divide is quite big. We are facing an unbelievable situation where we have almost two Jewish states, I mean, with two different objectives. One is the State of Israel, where the government and the parliament, the Knesset, decided about the disengagement. And the other side is the settlers, who are saying, no, we want to stay, occupation will go on, and the threat is that one Israeli group, settlers, not all of them, but many of them, are threatening, not the Arabs, are threatening the majority in Israel. Even this morning, I mean, they blocked one of the highways with the tires which were put on fire. They are threatening the Al-Aqsa mosque. And this is a threat not only against Arabs, it's also a threat against the Jewish state, because if God forbid, if something will happen on this site, which is a religious holy place, we shall see a world war with the Muslim world. And this is something which we don't need.
You worry that the settlers who were provided weapons by Israel might use those weapons against Israeli defense forces. Can the settlers risk that sort of alienation of the general Israeli population?
Yes, this is one of the biggest mistakes, because many on our side will resent it and criticize them. It's a real problem for them. But it depends, what are you doing? Are you going on, despite the fact that it's clear that this is another round of hostilities and a war with the Palestinians? This is the question.
Ze'ev Schiff is a columnist for Al Haaretz in Israel. He spoke with us from his home in Tel Aviv. Thank you very much.
Thank you.